Rainbow community groups are taking the immigration minister to court over the decision not to block a controversial anti-transgender activist coming to New Zealand. Immigration New Zealand decided not to revoke a visa application by Kelly J. Keen Minsel, known as Posy Parker, who was due to speak in Auckland on Saturday. Gender minorities Aotearoa, Inside Out, Kauaroa and Auckland Pride filed for a judicial review in the High Court. Executive Director of Auckland Pride, Max Tweedy, joins me now. Kia ora, Max.
Kia ora, Lisa.
What's the first step? What's the first thing you want to happen here?
Well, the first thing is that we have applied for an interim order to the High Court to prevent Posy Parker or Kelly J. Keen Mitchell from entering the country, we believe, tomorrow ahead of her planned events on Saturday. So we are hoping that the interim order is granted and will prevent her from entering the country.
Have you been given a timeline in terms of when the court's going to deal with your application?
No, we haven't. We have obviously filed these urgently and obviously there's the ability for the court to hear these things kind of urgently within the kind of time frame. So we're hoping that we will hear from the courts and a decision as soon as possible.
Where do you think exactly that immigration has erred in its interpretation of the law?
So what we believe in terms of the Immigration Act of 2009 basically gives the ability for the minister to prevent someone, whether they have a visa or a visa waiver, to prevent them from entering the country if the minister has reason to believe that a person is or is likely to be a threat or risk to public order. And what we believe is that Posy Parker is a threat or is likely to be a threat or risk to the public order. And so what we're challenging the minister here is that his decision not to act, we believe he's acted unreasonably by not acting on those grounds, and with all of the kind of available information about the, you know, the neo-Nazi showing up in Melbourne, of the kind of the plethora of hate that she spouted throughout her tours but also online, that we believe the kind of the collation of that is a threat or risk to public order, or certainly is likely to be, and the minister should have acted to prevent her from entering the country.
Max, you would have heard him say that he looked at the situation and it didn't reach the bar for ministerial intervention, so he's just got it wrong, has he?
Well, see, this bar, I don't know where this bar exists in legislation. The bar seems to be a policy internally for Immigration New Zealand, but the legislation absolutely allows, bar or not, for him to make a decision about Posy Parker entering the country based on this threat, you know, or risk of public order. So I'm not buying the response from the minister. I believe he can act. He still can act. He could make an order this evening under this act to bar her from entering the country, and that's why we're seeking judicial review.
And specifically, what threat does she pose, do you believe?
So we believe that she is inciting and spreading hatred, really false and harmful misinformation and disinformation about trans communities, that the way in which she's doing it and playing into these far-right messaging and kind of ways in which they're talking about rainbow communities as being groomers and threats to children, etc., is actually language that will likely incite violence. We've seen 2 days ago in Sydney a similar kind of and counter protest rally ended up in violence from Mark Latham, One Nation supporters in Sydney. These types of language that these far-right groups are using around groomers and threats to children are actually resulting in violence overseas, and it's not going to be long until that happens here. There is a real risk with these events of really inciting violence towards rainbow communities and trans communities in particular, and we don't want to wait to see violence occur in this country before we do something about it.
Thanks for your time, Max. That's Max Tweedy, who is the Executive Director of Auckland Pride.